Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. So good to be back here with you, Jordana.
So great to be back. Post-tour, I'm feeling light.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone who came out to those shows. Every show was a blast for us. We love doing them. We're going to do more. They'll happen again, new and improved, and we'll take what we came away with and our notes that we take after every show, our post-show notes.
Exactly.
And we'll put them in a place to make the show even better, but really want to thank you guys for getting involved. Also, getting involved with this podcast.
In general,
You took a step. You did it.
Put it on your Instagram story.
Put it on your Instagram story, but you know, you did it. You got involved with something new. You didn't know what a podcast was 3 years ago.
Didn't.
You didn't even know who we were. You had no idea. You took a chance. So thank you. But I want you to take another chance.
How?
I want you to make it your Instagram story.
Do
right
it.
Now. You gotta support the sponsors, tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe. Those are the ways you pay us back for this great, fantastic show that we put together every week. And 1 second break from talking about ourselves to talk about you. We've launched a survey where you get to talk about yourself. That's the most fun in the world, right? Listen, here at Betches, you know we want to keep creating the best content for you. So we want to put out a survey that you guys can take and that tells us who you are, what you're looking for out of this podcast, what you're looking for out of sponsors. This is basically to get better free money for you. So if there's a product that you would buy, a product that you would get into that can better serve all of this, the great circle of podcasting, you listen, you support the sponsors, you tell a friend, you come back and listen again. That's how this whole thing works. But we don't want to be sponsored by a company that you want nothing to do with, that free money just gets wasted. So we want you to be best served. And the way to do that is to learn about you. So please visit betches.co/UUP Pod Survey. That's UUP Pod Survey. Betches.co/UUP Pod Survey. It's going to be in the description of the episode. So if you want to be lazy and just click on that instead of typing, because I know that's tough. I don't want to do that. So betches.co/UUP Pod Survey. You take a little quiz. We learn a little bit about you. We get better sponsors. We put out better content. You have a better day, and you don't have to think about your workout as much. That's the best. That's how we work. So let's get to the show. What do we talk? I mean, well, we actually, I got a DM I want to talk to you
about.
Yeah,
let's quickly talk about the DM, because I think it's, we were like talking about how we were not going to talk about it, and then we got to talking about it, and then I thought you guys might want to hear what we had to say about it.
This is a DM that I received, and I think...
But again, if you want to say, every time you feel the need to send Jared a DM,
you
either go UUP to his, either go to his Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon
account.
That's where I do paid advice.
Things,
yeah.
Or you can get it for free by submitting it to UUP@betches.com.
I guess they're like, we're getting it for free now, but I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm trying to save your.
I know, save my
Jared's
life.
Jared's time is very precious.
That's right. I got a lot of sitting there and screaming at the TV to do. So this is someone wrote me. Met a guy on Hinge. He initiated the date. We got a couple of drinks. I thought it went great. Was interested in him. We went to pay. He asked to split the bill. He then asked me to see me again. What am I supposed to think? Does him not paying mean he's not genuinely interested? Maybe he's just looking for a hookup. Clearly, he was not concerned with trying to impress me.
I totally agree with her mindset.
Every first date I've been on, the guy has paid. I'm interested in what you think.
That would be exactly what my thoughts would be after a first date where I split the check with someone.
To me, though, it's misplaced. We have to start changing how we look at the dating process, and it's from beginning to end. And because to me, when she writes, when she says, like, you give me the facts. Here are the facts. He initiated the date. We got a couple of drinks. Thought it went. And then she writes, I thought it went great and was interested in him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are two different things. That is how you feel and what happened.
Okay.
So what happened was get drinks, initiated it. She's into it. Went to pay. He asked to split the bill. He then asked to see me again. And then she writes, what am I supposed to think? To me, that is putting your standards in his hands. Then she says, does him not paying mean he's genuinely interested? To me, you go on a date and you put the date together and you go, and you say to yourself, was date good or bad? Do I want second date or do I not want second date?
Well, like, I think
to me, that's, but she's saying,
right,
I only want the second date if he's interested.
No, it's like, to me, I'd be like, just like a little turned off.
That's totally different than, is he interested in me?
Right. Yeah, it's a different question, I guess.
So totally different.
The question isn't like, is that like rude?
Well, this is the thing. Right? You know, it's not, it's if everything, there's no rules.
Right.
There's only standards.
Yeah.
So if you go on a date and you walk away going, we had a great time, but then he didn't pay. And I didn't really like that. Well, that goes into the pie chart of your decision-making process.
Right.
To me. Like,
I agree. That's how you should think of it.
That's how you should think of it. Because if you get in the business of deciding whether to go on second dates based on whether the guy liked you or not, that's right. How you're going to make every decision from then on in the relationship.
Yeah, that's a bad way to go about it. I agree with that.
Right. And also, here's the thing. She writes, clearly he was not concerned with trying to impress me. No. Clearly, paying for the date does not factor into what he thinks will impress a woman.
Right. I don't think he's going about it just like only paying for dates he has fun on. I might also think that he didn't have that great of a time, but it would also be a turnoff to me, like in its own right.
But
I also might come through my head like, oh, sure. Like, does he?
Did he not have fun? You know. Right. And she says she's connecting it to hooking up.
Right.
Now it's like, you know, there's some. You know, you could connect this to like prostitution at that point where you're like, well, he's like, well, if I ain't fucking at the table, I ain't paying. Right. You know, and it's like, well, that's not, you know, I think this is less thought. I know there's the, I do understand. I'm saying this while also understanding that there are occurrences online that have 1,000 retweets of screenshots of guys sending Venmo. We've done it on this show.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yo, plus, we didn't hook up,
right.
So here,
pay for the half of the burger.
Exactly. Right. And listen, I understand. To me, those are crazy people. Like that's not the norm. Like, if we're thinking of, like, the silent majority.
That's a crazy person. This sounds like a cheap guy.
Well, why isn't it just he believes in splitting the date?
Because, to me, like, that's a thought process of someone who, like, is very counting of their money.
Fine. But that also, that's your...
That's my opinion.
Opinion on them after having the experience with them. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I went on a date and I went to pay and the girl goes, thank you, and doesn't, like, reach for her wallet or make an offer, I could also look at her and go, well, she thinks this plays into her, like, her whole character, you know?
I could agree with that too. I think that the person who asks, who initiates and asks for the date, should definitely be the one to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that both people should offer regardless.
Fine, that is what you believe.
Yes, that's
what I believe.
But of course,
this is my point.
But maybe
this is all to say. Whatever your standard, like, there's a lot of people that are like, when they ask this who should pay question, they want to be told, they want to be let off the hook for, am I a bad person for not going on a date with a guy who split the bill?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you are. That's the more important question is, it's not what's right versus wrong, because anyone could, you know, a guy could go, well, you know, we went on a date together and, you know, what he could go into whatever he wants, the song and dance routine about how this is the way how he rationalized it. But if you walk away from a date going, well, I split the tab and for that reason, I'm out. If you did the Shark Tank and for that reason, I'm out. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a bad person or like a money hungry person. I think it's okay to own the standard of, When I go on dates, I expect to be taken out. For you, that's fine. And for someone else, they might go, I expect to have a fun time and I'll split the bill.
Yeah, I totally agree with that sentiment. Like, it's not like that to me, like that wouldn't be like necessarily OK for me. But for someone else, I'm not saying like all women should never go on a date with a second date with a guy who didn't pay for the entire first date.
Sure.
It's more like for me, that's something that I would be turned off by, whether that's like right or wrong or like, you know, politically correct or not. Might not be.
It doesn't
be.
Matter.
Whatever.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter. Everyone asks this. This question specifically is always one where it's like, who's right? Who's wrong? It's like, nobody. Mm-hmm. What's wrong is to go on a second date with a guy that you didn't like because he did that.
Right.
You know, this isn't the same as I enjoy fine wines in the hills of France. That's not the same thing we're talking about.
Okay. Have you ever split the check on a first date?
Yeah, this is I would pay. I would pay.
So you've never split the check?
On a first date? I don't think so. I mean, someone could say, well, I'm the one, you know, like, but I don't.
Some girl at home is going, you owe me $30.
Get a Venmo request for half a burger to me. I'm just saying, I wouldn't split a first date. Because, again, this is my sensibility. I believe that if I ask someone out, that I am taking them out for a drink because, again, what she said.
You initiated the date also.
I initiated the date. That's kind of my line. I would always say, well, I asked you. You know, that would be the reason I'm paying. But I think it's more about whether this is right or wrong. I don't think I'm more right than the guy who doesn't pay. Someone could be saying, well, I know you're rolling your eyes. But like some woman could go, that doesn't play into what makes me wet.
Right.
You know, the guy paying doesn't really get me. The guy not paying, you know, everyone's different.
It's obviously not the money. It's about the gesture of like, course, you know.
I understand that too. It's just more that like this, are they like the way this message was written to me is very accusatory. Her to go, what am I supposed to think? Not gonna pay, you know, like I'm just like, listen, you know, you're allowed to walk away from that date and go, he didn't pay, I'm not gonna go out with him again.
Yeah,
we all obviously not a match.
Everyone has that right.
Yeah,
it's the same for all superficial things when dating. If that's something that you feel strongly about, it's okay.
Yeah, superficial things,
you could say
fine.
Like I thought they looked better in their pictures than they did in real life, and I'm not gonna go out with them again. Totally. That's also fine.
You know what the difference between fine and not fine with that is going, is saying to yourself, they look different in their pictures, versus is fine, and then not going out and going, hey, I had a good time with you, but I don't think it's a romantic match.
Mm-hmm.
Not fine is being super offended that someone's pictures don't look like what you thought they would.
Yeah, and going, I guess in the same way.
In the same way, where you go, you're on the date, and you're like just angry the whole time, and then you stay on a date like a piece of shit, and you go, well, now you know this is this wine's pretty good, but it seems pretty fake to me. It's kind of like someone's pictures. You know, like that's where it goes. That's the thing where you see these people that have been on apps a long time or have been burned
jaded,
a few times
or
jaded, and it's like, don't bring your fucking bullshit to the date.
Right. Same with the not paying thing. You can have the right to not like when someone doesn't pay for a date, but that doesn't mean you should be outraged.
And not outraged, not like looking at them and going, oh, well, someone doesn't pay. Like, now there's a classy way to go, not for me.
I agree. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping.
That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
What are we talking about today?
All right, we're talking about how important showing someone off on your social media should be when you're dating someone.
Oh, this old thing?
Yes.
And then flashes the engagement ring.
Well, they're getting rid of likes, so anyone who's trying to get engaged should
well,
really
the likes, I don't think... listen, people are getting nervous about like 2K.
Okay. That's very funny.
Call it.
You should do a bit about that.
I should figure this out.
Like 2K.
Like 2K.
The apocalypse?
Yeah, the like apocalypse. It's coming. It might have already happened because we're taping ahead. I don't think Instagram does anything to get people to look at their app less.
Right.
So.
No, they want you to post more so that there's less.
So whatever they're doing,
everyone thinks you're less
really
of a loser when you get 5 likes.
Exactly. I don't think this is going to affect anyone. Like everyone's like influencers are over. I don't think, you know,
yeah,
I'm still going to look at a hot ass.
Oh, I thought you're the influencer.
I mean, what? Who, me?
What?
I'm still going to scream at The Bachelor.
So
in 2 weeks, people.
Oh, wow.
It's
yeah.
Coming.
If you haven't tuned into Jared's Bachelor recaps,
that's right.
You are not living.
Thank you. Not living.
You should watch the show just for the recaps.
That's right. Also, coming to Springfield, Massachusetts, the 28th through the 30th. The Naples, Florida, 2nd through 5th. If you're in Naples, please come. And Salt Lake City, Utah, 17th and 18th. JaredFree.com.
Do it.
J&J,
let's get to the email. I'm a single 27-year-old guy who has been in a good mix of long and short-term relationships with some truly amazing women. Although I've been seriously attracted to everyone I've dated, I've never
Sounds
had...
Sounds like he thinks they listen to the show.
Yeah. Right? In case anyone's listening. Although I've been seriously attracted to everyone I've dated, I've never had that compulsion to show them off on social media like many of my friends do. I know that a couple's posts on Instagram doesn't necessarily equate to a happy relationship. However, I can't help but think that not having the urge to broadcast a girlfriend is why my relationships ultimately haven't lasted. I've started becoming jealous of my male and female friends who post their partners online, even though I know I've been happier and healthier relationships. It's not like I'm hiding anyone behind closed doors. I've always been proud of all the women I've dated. However, I haven't had that desire to show off what I have via pictures on the gram, even though I would proudly introduce them to all my friends and family. My question is, do you think that this is something I will want whenever I do find the one, or is that too idealistic? I don't post much as it is, and I'm not trying to keep one foot out the door by keeping a female off my profile, but part of me hopes that someone will make me feel strongly enough to do these superficial things with. I love y'all's perspective.
I like this message because it's truthful.
Do you guys think this way?
I think people do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a brand of person that he's kind of speaking for.
Okay.
Sometimes the answers are in the email.
Right.
You know, he wrote some very specific words.
Which words are we looking at?
So I've started becoming jealous of my male and female. I know that a couple's post on Instagram doesn't necessarily equate to a happy relationship. Stuff like that. I haven't had the desire to show off what I have via pictures on the gram, even though I would probably introduce them to all my friends and family. That's very... there's this thing of the non... social media person who thinks they're above the social media person.
Okay. Do you feel like this is him?
A little bit. Although, feels like he's put this on such a pedestal that he's like, and he's saying, I don't want to be those people. I'm not the social media person. The reality of it is, I don't think your relationships are hurt by that. I think your relationships are hurt by your...
doubting whether your relationships are good or not.
Yeah. And,
right.
And are good enough for the gram or... Or also the, you know, it's so, I mean, I do a lot of like making fun of internet shit, mm-hmm. But I also love, you know, understand why people do it. You have to empathize with the people that do it. Like, you're going to want, at some point, you're going to care about someone enough that they're going to go, that you're going to put a picture up because they like it.
Right. It's not always about you.
It's not about you. Yeah.
Right.
What do you think?
I mean, I think if you don't post that much, that means social media isn't that important to you.
And that's fine.
Or perhaps, or you think you're better than it. I don't know. Perhaps it's just not that important to you. But it's, again, like kind of like you said, it's more about like the fact that he's like, well, does this mean I don't like them that much? It's like if the fact that that is like your, that's the barometer for yeah. you for like, if I like them more, I'd post it. For me, it's more like, oh, you don't post anything. So like, why would you post this?
Yeah, you don't have to go outside of yourself to like, it feels like, this is why I point out the language. It like feels like he's like, he thinks he's sitting outside of society, you know, watching right. the world go by and being like, well, I have to be a part of that world at some point. It's like, no, dude.
Right.
You don't use it a lot. You don't use it a lot. If your girlfriend says to you, look at this picture, post it on your thing, you'll go, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It won't matter that much if social media doesn't matter that much to you.
Right.
But it seems to matter to him.
Yeah, it seems to matter to him even though he's not using it, but it clearly like does matter. You try to he's trying to pretend like it doesn't matter to him, but it does matter to him.
Yeah, even the way he judges, even though I know I've been in happier and healthier relationships than his friends, like you don't know that.
You don't know what their relationship's really like.
You have no idea. And like, you know, this idea that anyone who posts on social media is a miserable person, I don't really buy that either. I think it's all the answers are somewhat in the middle.
Do you think it's okay to be in a relationship and look at someone else's social media picture and feel like a little jealous?
Of course. I think it's okay to be jealous in general. Like, it's okay to look at someone's pictures and be like, how are they on vacations every month?
Right. And part of that is like you're making fun of them. Part is a little based in a little jealousy.
Of course. Right. We all want to be on vacation every
month.
All
the time.
So it's, you know, the important thing is to like,
I think you could be in a really happy thing, which again, no relationship is happy 100% of the time.
Sure.
And everyone has their own moments, and social media doesn't obviously show that, but I think that you can be in a happy relationship and see someone else's happy moment and be like, this is like, I don't want to see your happiness.
Listen,
doesn't bring anything to my happiness.
I just talked about this the other day. I saw a post that was like, it was an anniversary post, and it was, the caption was, one down, forever to go.
Oh, I see those all the time.
And I was like, ugh. Like, I had a shiver go down my spine.
Right.
And I was like, forever to go. Just so dark. And, like, to me, like, that just didn't ring how I would do an anniversary post. One down? Like, is that how we're counting?
Right.
Like, we're just moving towards death every day? Is that how it goes in your house?
Or even
I understand why they posted it in an anniversary pic? Of course, they look good on their wedding.
Also, the ones that are more positive seeming that sort of have that sentiment of like, can't wait to spend every birthday with you together. It's
my
like
forever date.
Right. Yeah. It's like, how presumptuous of you to think you know what happens in the next 15 years that you think you'll always be this happy. It's almost like, for me, I'm like, it would like the, what's the word? The jinxing of that, or the like, the idea that I would ever put forward my relationship as like, I'm 100% sure this is going to last forever. I'm going to shout it from the Instagram rooftops. It's kind of like saying like, may I be as like to 100 more years of me being super fucking rich or like, like, how do you know? How do you know what's happening?
It's like when Instagram is a hot mic. People get up to the mic and they try to say something that's
profound
and interesting. And, you know, not a lot of people, nothing gets likes or retweets that's just a fine statement.
Right.
You know, if you put up, hey, happy anniversary, no one gives a shit about that. People do give a shit about the forever.
Right.
Our hearts become one and they are entangled in a lovemaking that no one shall understand. It's like, yeah, someone's going to be like, wow, these people are really fucking going for it.
People are very interested in best, worst, least, most.
Yeah, it's
no one wants like, this is going really well for now.
It's going
fine. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Imagine that as a caption.
One down. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's also where the like making fun of the Instagram stuff comes in, where it's like, it's okay to make fun of it. It's also okay to know that, like, that's within all of us.
Right. It's okay to do it. I mean, like, yeah, no one's necessarily taking you completely literally, but...
But it's also, we're, you know, what's funny is that now, you used to have, like, you would know, it used to be your neighborhood. Oh, that couple's a little PDA-ish. Mm-hmm. That couple hates each other.
Right. That couple's more private.
More private. Now, the neighborhood is, on average, 500 people you follow on Instagram.
Right.
So now you have That's an idea true. Of these. There's so, we're just seeing so much more that it feels like everyone is doing this or everyone is right. going crazy. But it's really two or three wackos, you know, that are like.
Right. That are just like shoving everything right in your face.
I mean, there are people I am literally joking about on my Twitter every day that are like my muses.
And they don't even know. They have just no fans idea. Of yours.
And they are, and I'm a fan. And I know that they represent the extreme of the normal.
Okay.
One down, forever to go is an extreme version of an anniversary post that we've all seen. Mm-hmm. So I can make fun of it because we're making fun of the extreme, you know. Again, jokes don't come in, you know, right. don't, that's why when I mean, someone's like, don't generalize. I have to.
Right. That's sort of like the point of this.
Yeah.
I mean, you have personally stated that you wouldn't post a picture with a girl on your Instagram until the night before your wedding.
Until the night before my wedding.
Right.
And then everyone, I go, hey, everybody, you know, wedding's tomorrow.
Right.
And then I posted, and then and now I've gone back and people commented, which was funny. I posted my lady of the night and
I posted a couple times. Yeah.
And the response was, oh, he must be getting married tomorrow, or he must,
well, that's
you
what
know.
You did say it.
I did say it.
You did it. Say it.
And so I guess the question would be, what made me want to do that? I don't know. I was just like.
Did she ask you to?
She's a part of my life. No. I was just like, I'm going to put this one up. And, you know.
And you not, there was no like.
It was a good picture of us both. And there's no, like, to me, there's no like. This means something more. I'm just like, we're having fun. This is a good picture. Let's put it up. She looks very pretty. You know, like,
I think you probably waited until like all the dust had settled.
You know,
right?
What a lot of guys are waiting for is, and I know I've said this before, but I know this like kind of shocks women and makes them like kind of mad. But it's like you're waiting for like. I think a lot of women are going out there to be like, hey, guys, get away. You know, like a lot of times.
No, we're not doing it for guys.
No, who, is it for other women?
It's for our other women.
And it's so to say what to them? I'm fine? Is
it's
that
to
what
say,
it's,
like, I am successful in one of the areas that society states that, like, is the most important for my gender to be successful.
Okay.
Which is on the road to marriage and family, because that is, like, that is my barometer for like happiness and, mm-hmm. you know, societal
fair
acceptance.
Fair or not fair, that's the
sure.
case. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not for men. It's for other women. Mm. It's to show them like, I'm here. I've made it.
Yeah. I ours is definitely not for other men.
Maybe occasionally it's for an ex, but like more likely it's for other women.
Yeah. I think what makes guys take more time is the exes. Like,
interesting. We're ready to like show them that like someone else wanted this.
Yeah. I think for guys, it's like when guys push it off, it's because, oh, there's going to be someone out there that I have told I was too busy or wasn't ready. You know, there's that thing of women always are like, so he says he's too busy. Then the next girl, he's on Instagram. They're perfect and they're happy.
Yeah.
That means there's a lot of guys that are ending things with lies because they're trying to be nicer to you than the reality.
Yeah, well, caught.
Yeah, well,
surprise.
This is when women go, why, when you're ending it. And it's like, what do you want me to say? This wasn't the match.
Why don't you just say that? Why do you have to bullshit about it? I'm not ready for a commitment. And
that takes maturity to say this isn't the match. This isn't what I'm looking for.
Right.
And then they go, well, why isn't the match? I mean, I've had that conversation. Why isn't the match? I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish all guys wish they knew. Isn't everybody wishes.
Okay, when they say like you say you don't know, it's like there's something that bothers this person you about this person, right? That you can't really like.
Yeah, but that question is coming with the idea that I can that you should fix that problem,
right? That you your should, way is right.
Yeah, I'm not. This bothers me, but it might fucking be what gets the next guy hard.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, it can be, like it's funny because like when you have that 3 month thing that you end, and you're just like, I'm not ready for a commitment. Sure. Right. That's different than. No one ever leaves like a divorce. Like, oh, I don't understand what went wrong. Like, what do you mean we're not the match? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, this is
also
a product of timing. Like, right now, there's no social real pressure. There's not as much social pressure to like for guys to commit. Mm-hmm. So we're being as choosy as we can be. There's all these apps that let you be choosy mm-hmm. that create disposability. And, you know, there's a lot of people that you have to look at and go, you're great. But I don't know why, but this isn't for me.
Right.
You know, well, like, I.
But I'm saying,
I'm saying,
longer you're with someone, the more you know what that reason is, because the more you really know them.
Sure, absolutely.
I think you really know the reason, the more you really know someone. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no one leaves a divorce and is like, I just don't understand, like, why you're leaving. Like,
sure.
You have like because you know the person so well, so you know that whatever dynamic you have with that person is not working.
Well, I could understand that in divorce sometimes they would go, I don't understand why you've given up on this. I don't understand why you've stopped working on this.
Perhaps.
You know, I could see that where it's like I mean, we're not speaking from experience.
Right.
But
well, before you get into the actual relationship or marriage, it's more like I'm not even like I don't want to work on it. You have that choice at an easier level.
Yeah, sure. I well, then there's like when you're not married, you have no kids, you don't have to work on it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
There's the easier out where it's like
we're not a match.
We're not gonna go to couples therapy while we're 7 months in,
right?
You know, some people do that. So
I don't think there's anything wrong with that either if that's something that you were like really committed to being part of.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Would you go to couples therapy with your girlfriend if you needed to?
No. I'm sorry. That's such a quick answer.
Because you don't have the time or because...
No, because I would be like, you know, if this is taking work now while we're boyfriend, girlfriend...
Doesn't it always take work, though?
But what's going to happen with kids? Like, if we're having problems now with no kids, no mortgage, right. No any real reason. This is straight up love time. This is the glory days, you know?
Right.
The storms are a-coming.
Yeah.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, you know, parents dying.
You're saying it only gets harder,
men.
Right?
It's only getting harder.
So what's the period of time that couples therapy should be allowed, in your opinion?
When there's more to lose than just the relationship.
When you get that mortgage. When you get that sweet, sweet mortgage.
That sweet, sweet mortgage. Yeah. When you have the bank crawling right. down your neck. I don't know.
I guess that's fair.
Maybe
I'm
wrong. I mean, there's someone listening that's like, you sound like a fucking idiot. I'm sure, but.
I mean, I obviously like a couple who went on. Well, it's funny. And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, they go to couples therapy.
They go to couples therapy. And to me, obviously, that's absurd.
It's an absurd scene in that movie after meeting in 10 days.
Right. Well, that's why the concept of the movie is pretty funny. The movie itself, whatever. But the concept is like pretty funny that like someone, like the guy, that the guy would be like locked into something for 10 days and the girl's objective would be to push him away as fast as she could. It's like a pretty beautiful concept, especially given what we talk about. I don't know how we got into couples therapy, but I do think that practicing communicating is good as early on as
you can. Yeah, it's it's hard. I don't know. If you're in a position with a guy and you're dating
mm-hmm.
and you're 6 months in and you send him a picture, you're like and like you guys take a picture together at a wedding.
Right.
He doesn't post it. Are you thinking like we're not
6 months in?
Yeah.
There's so many factors that go into that. You know, is he posting a different picture of the wedding without you? Is he? Does he post a lot? How often does he post?
Let's say he's a once a month poster.
Okay.
Always at formal events. Now this is the first formal event you've been at together.
Okay. And I ask him?
And you, no post. You don't ask. You post a picture. And you tag him.
Right. And then he hides it from his profile.
Well.
I think it'd be like, it would take like a few of those to happen, I think, before it like bothered me seriously. It might be like, oh, I kind of wish that would have been nice if he did it then. But I think it would take a few like very good opportunities to post, and then not posting, I think, is would be more of the issue than a one-off thing.
But this is the thing. This is what I think this guy, going way back to the email, mm-hmm. where he's asking, when do I know? Or, listen, we can't tell you what to fucking do.
Right.
But what we can say is, you heard you say it, is probably the same thing any woman would say. It would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's anyone you're dating.
But I wouldn't, also, if someone posted a picture of me, I wouldn't take it as like, oh, I'm the one.
No. I mean, both are true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I, when I posted the first one with Jess, I just knew I was going to get, there's going to be feedback. you know, there's going to, and whether,
it's I'm not saying necessarily that, fire emojis.
Not, and it's not just because I have followers.
Right.
You have followers. Everyone is their own little entity.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, the social media world, we're all our own TV show. You got to, you know, you're controlling the content. And you're going to get calls. And I think, like, a lot of guys are, I think where this guy's writing in, I understand where he's coming from, but I also, like, I think he needs to stop dangling that over women's heads, it kind of feels like.
Right. Yeah, like the elusive post. You could. Yeah. It only means as much as you the value you place on it.
Like one time I remember we were out before I started. It started to become like a joke with Jess about posting her or not. And I remember I put up an Instagram story, and I, when I was taping the story, I went up and around her head. Like I like outlined her like she was like a dead body on the ground. So the video is just like, you know, to the her left and then above her head. And I was joking.
Right.
And that joke stops being funny the more you get into the relationship.
Right.
Because you're, if it's a picture, if it's going to meet their parents, the more you push off these things that societally we've all decided are steps, the more you're not really getting serious with them. And the more you're avoiding doing something nice for your significant other.
Right.
And you have to start asking, why don't I want to do nice things for them?
Right. Or why don't I, if I'm posting anything, it's kind of like the idea, what I think of social media is you're posting about your life and the things that are happening most frequently in your life. So for me, it's like I hang out with my friends a lot and I hang out with my boyfriend a lot.
Yeah.
So if I'm leaving one of the two things that I hang out with a lot off of social media, to me, that would say more than like, because they're a reflection of where I spend my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And you have to kind of like look in the mirror at that point. Like this guy, if he, all those people, there's a reason you're not together. It was because you didn't want to make them a part of your life.
Yeah.
And Instagram is a part of that.
Yeah. I think Instagram is more of like the like symptom signal than it is the actual issue.
I'm with you. Let's do some awkward sex.
All right.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. What up, guys? Just got addicted to the podcast a couple weeks ago. Love it. Recently got back into dating after a long relationship, so it's been nice to listen to. So it was my birthday celebration night with my ex-girlfriend a few years ago. Nice dinner, house-sitting for her parents, so we had the place to ourselves. After dessert, we end up in the bedroom and start fooling around. I'm not a cat fan, and they had two cats, one of which was not a fan of me. We are on the bed. Don't remember if it was in or not. I felt something. We were on the bed. Don't remember if it was in or not. Does he mean his penis?
I think so. Like it I was in her?
Or in the bed or out of the bed.
Okay.
It felt something kind of wet on my feet and really weird consistency. We both realized our feet were in a large pile of cat shit at the foot of the bed. We freaked out and immediately jumped in the shower. Needless to say, the cat killed the mood and we went to bed. Hope this gives you a laugh. The cat fucker.
The cat fucker. Poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter like that.
Cat's meow.
The cat's meow. The cat's ow. No, that's stupid. cat's meow. a perfect night ruined.
There you go. Very tween novel. I like it. Something about a pussy. Which a word that you know I don't like.
Shitty pussy. That's like the worst combination of words.
But it's also like the best one.
Yeah, shitty pussy.
I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah. The pussy shit.
Oh, my God. Pussy shit. Yeah, cats. I mean, I think that animals really like to show you how they feel. That's like one of their biggest tools.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my parents got divorced.
Yeah.
And my dog, my dad was the one who primarily took care of my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed his upsetness with my dad being out of the house by lifting his tail up. And he literally wiped his ass on the kitchen wall.
Really?
Yes.
On the wall.
Right after my dad, he was like, I'm not having this.
Guess you're dealing with my shit on the wall. I'm going to do some paintings.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's doing his art project.
That was his defiance. I feel like cats do that's this cat is showing you.
your dog turned into an emo artist. Dad's gone. I'm going to get into my music and my painting.
And his paintings.
Yeah. Have you ever had something that's the equivalent.
As close as I've gotten to a cat.
One time I used to date this girl who had a cat that would get in the bed and the cat pushes you all the time.
Okay.
He's always pushing. I guess that's how they get comfortable or something. Someone who has cats knows. And it was to the point where I would sleep over and then the cat would be in the middle just pushing me off to each side. And I'm like, I was getting so fucking annoyed. And it was I couldn't even sleep. I had to lock it out and then the cat would cry.
It's like a creature in your bed. It's
It was all bad.
I don't know. I've never really dated someone with animals.
No?
No, which is kind of weird. I feel like girls are more likely to have a little dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said this in the podcast. Uh-huh. You know, dog. That's she bought a boyfriend.
Right.
Kiss her anytime, no matter what she says, no matter how bad she smells. So kiss her.
Well, that's unconditional love for you.
That's right. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
UUP@betches.com. Go for it.
Jared and Jordana, I need your advice. I've been seeing this guy for 6 months. We had the exclusive talk 2 months ago. Last week, while I was in Mexico with my family, I found out he reactivated his Hinge account. I went looking for it after I noticed random girls were following him back on Instagram. I confronted him about it. He immediately admits he did it. He has been in a career transition the past few weeks, so I have been trying to be patient with him, but I'm so hurt. He returns that to me by seeking an ego boost from somewhere else. After some thought, I'm going to meet up with him this weekend to break things off. I wanted your input on this. I can see how he would be bored, go back on the app, swipe and then get off of it out of habit. But for me, it's worse that he did it and did not think about me. Here is our text convo of me confronting him.
So this is a deal reveal.
Yes.
We're going to read these texts as if we're her and him.
So I'm going to be her.
And the scenario is, you're going to be her. The scenario is they're 2 months exclusive.
She's on vacation with her family. She finds out he's reactivated Hinge.
But they've seen each other 6 months, 2 months exclusive. They go on vacation. She has a sneaking suspicion, and then she goes on Hinge and finds him there.
She finds out because she's suspicious because she sees girls following him back on Instagram.
Okay, so now she writes.
So I really need to talk to you about something. I feel like there is something holding you back from fully committing to me. I'm sensing there are still some walls up.
What do you mean?
I feel like you're having trouble fully committing to me because every time we try to get together, you're always doing something. I understand that you're busy, but we should still see each other here and there, even if it's for a little bit. And it's not just because of last night or this morning. It's more of how that's happened the past month.
I'm sorry. ... Ugh. See, this is one of those.
This guy is so annoying.
Yeah, I mean, he knows it's over.
Right.
We set the context. She's setting this all while fully knowing he's on a dating app.
Right. She hasn't thrown down her joker. I love being a woman. We are so smart. I feel like there's a certain level of manipulative prowess that we have that no offense to men, but I just feel like it's not in them.
To me, this is like tricking the dog into his cage.
Right.
You know, it's like fake throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And the dog turns around and then you put him in his cage. You know,
We're 2 steps ahead of you.
She's way ahead. And I mean, he knows something is off and he goes, what do you mean?
So he goes, I'm sorry. And then she says, are you seeing other girls?
No, I am not.
Are you still interested in dating me?
Yes. I just have a ton of stuff that I have to figure out right now with work, school, etc. So things have just been kind of been paused in my life the last couple of months. See how he says he wants to date her, but then like excuse. Yeah. Here are all the reasons I'm not a bad guy. Things so then, whatever.
Then she sends a screenshot of his Hinge profile. So that's evidence
the hammer
it's
dropped.
The big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal.
The big reveal. It's about to drop some screenshots.
She sends the screenshot of his Hinge profile.
And she says, I understand that I'm here for you and I've been trying to be patient. But what I don't understand is why not only are you on Hinge, but you are clearly active. You updated your profile to include a picture from 2 weeks ago. This is the evidence laid out. I love it.
Here it is.
You updated your profile to include a picture from 2 weeks ago, a picture you asked me if you look good in before you even posted it on social media. This is a horrible feeling to have been sent this late last night from a friend of a friend.
I like that she also like covered her crazy trail.
Right.
She's like, I got it from a friend of a friend.
Right.
I
someone sent it to me.
Yeah. So she's erased the backtrack of like, oh, you went on Hinge to find me.
So that's what I'm saying. She's three steps ahead of like however she thinks he'll answer.
And it also,
she should be a detective.
It's also very female to then, women do this thing and she's doing it now. And I'm not saying she's wrong for it, but this is what women do.
What do we do?
You'll make someone, you'll get someone, but then you need to chop off their head.
Gotcha.
So not only does she send the Hinge profile, but then she goes, and you asked me if you look good in that picture. So not only, like, she's basically insinuating that she is making him look good for other women.
Right.
And it's like, that's not, I mean, I'm sure what it, but well, I don't think he was like, what do you think of this? Like in his mind, he was like, oh, this will be good for the dating app. But I do
hear what she's
saying.
Let me tell you how this goes on in our heads, right? And we find out the initial thing.
Yeah.
Immediately we start to panic, right? Mm-hmm. And then we start to backtrack for a second and mm-hmm. we're like, oh, maybe it's like not that big of a deal. Maybe he's not that active. And then we see the picture that we commented on. Mm. And then we're like, how dare he? And then we go, you know what I mean? Like, it's like our internal battle of like, just in case, like, because any kind of rational thought he could have about it, she's already gone through.
Yeah.
She's already done all those stages of like, am I being rational? Am I being irrational? And then she gets to the picture that she asked her about. And she's like, no, I'm not. Like, yeah. It's an angel devil on her shoulder.
Totally. I mean, she is right.
Right.
She did tell him it looked good, but like the connections she's made and everything you're saying is that makes sense. Like she's going back and like now she's connecting the dots of like, I told him it looked good. Oh, and he used it because he knew a woman said it looked good. And it's like,
right. So I'm saying in her head, she's like, she already had this argument with herself.
Yeah. But I don't think for a second that that he was like, my girlfriend said that this looked good. I'll put this on Hinge. that would be evil.
Right.
But let's keep it going.
And then he says.
So then he says, I'm sorry. I updated my phone the other day while in blank and Hinge downloaded again. I was on it for like 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah.
This is one of those like tech things that people lie. Oh, it downloaded. No. I know how everything works.
I was on it for 5 minutes. Right. If you're going to deny, you got to deny all the way.
Deny all the way. Yeah.
Half denial never works.
No.
Just saying.
He updating my phone and then it like.
I was on it for 5 minutes is just as bad as I was on it for 5 hours.
So the 5 minutes were spent putting in a new picture?
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
You really used that time effectively. And then she says, I love this. That's not how it works. You clearly never deleted your profile and then felt the need to update it. You're still on it. It's still activated because those screenshots of your profile were taken last night.
And then he's not denying anything. He just writes, I'll deactivate.
Are you messaging girls on there?
No, I haven't.
When did you reactivate it? This is like a serious cross-examination.
I know, right? When I was in blank last week and updated my phone. He's sticking to that phone update story.
Have you used it any time since or before then?
No, I don't think so. Now he's keeping it open for the other evidence she might have.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You don't think so.
Oh, and then like if she had sent him a picture of like a girl that like he doesn't know what else is out there.
Have you used it since you were in Louisville? Sorry. Have you used it since you were in blank?
For a couple minutes yesterday when I was with blank and blank. So now he's back. He's been on it a couple times.
This is such a great, like, because this is like, this is an interrogation, sure, but like, she has the right to do it.
Of course. She's not wrong.
Objection, badgering the witness.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just funny that, like, he's guilty. He's guilty.
Right. Here's, I mean, the more respectable, manly thing to do, in my opinion, was like, after he got that, he got caught initially, he should just tell the truth.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the more respectful path is,
he's giving one word answers that are like literally very just clear. Well, he doesn't understand that's not the point.
Because she also played this perfectly.
Right.
I mean, I want to like let people know, like, this is like, what I like about this is there's no, you said she's already done the conversation of her head, like gone back and forth, but
right,
she comes at him in a very, very
direct.
And I want to commend her.
Right.
And there's never a moment where she goes, maybe I'm crazy. Because
yeah,
a lot of people let other people off the hook by going, well, I'm being maybe a little crazy. No, no,
I
no.
Agree with
she
that.
Was like, hey, do you still want to be with me? You're acting weird. It starts with, right, I'm acting weird. Then it goes, do you want to date me? Then it's hammer drop.
Right.
Here's the picture of you. And it was updated with pictures that I know weren't on there when we met.
Right. She presented her case.
Yep.
She presented the evidence.
Yep.
She asked for an explanation.
And then she wants the explanation. And his explanation is another lie. So that, mm-hmm, is him telling you, is just proving again that he's like, I don't like calling him a liar. He's a liar today. In this relationship with you, he is a liar.
Right.
Okay. Maybe the next girl he'll be a better person for, but today he ain't the great person. So to me, I just love the way she was like, you know, there's going back to something we talked on last week's episode where it's like you're almost like avoiding having to go back into dating.
Right.
By letting these people who are okay to you or bad to you off the hook on these things. She doesn't let him off the hook.
Yeah. I'm saying it's impressive. It's very easy to kind of like believe the things that you want to believe that you know aren't really true.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is a very impressive text conversation.
Yeah. And it, listen, the, you know, at that point, this is over. You know, the most important,
right,
thing to this is you were exclusive 2 months ago.
Yeah.
The first moment you went away, that he went and downloaded a dating app.
Right.
If it happened the first moment, it'll happen the second moment. If he's willing to lie about, mm-hmm, it,
he's
after
not even
it
telling
happened,
you the truth
he's
about
not,
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. In the only respectful way, if he had gone, the only thing that would have been respectful for him if he had texted her back, I re-downloaded it. I've been out on the relationship. This isn't the right way to end things.
Right.
But obviously, this is my way of my actions speak louder, and that means we're probably done.
Right. It should be like, I made a mistake by doing this without telling you how I felt,
yeah,
first, and like really ending this normally. Or maybe he doesn't even want to end it. He just wants to see what else is out there and know that he could, which is,
yeah,
possible. It doesn't really matter.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But
I mean, that's also back to like the symptom that you mentioned before. If you're not putting on Instagram, why?
Right.
If you're downloading it, why? So you might not be happy. That's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, be respectful of the other person that you're not happy with.
Right. Let them know.
Let them know.
Or don't let them think that they're still dating someone exclusively when,
yeah,
you're still looking to see what else is out there.
Don't go following new women on Instagram so your, right, girl can see it.
Well, this is kind of why, in his mind, he's probably like, well, she's not officially my girlfriend.
I mean, this is why exclusive but,
right,
not together exists.
I agree. Well, I think it's, yeah, that's why it's kind of bullshit, too. Because,
yeah,
it's basically like, I still want to keep hooking up with you. And it seems like that's the only way you're going to like continue to do that. But, mm-hmm, I also don't want to owe you anything at all.
And I want to make sure I can always be looking for better.
Right. And then I don't have to say that I have a girlfriend. Technically.
Technically. It's a small print on the contract. And,
right,
then, you know, we talk a lot in contract terms here. I like that we talk like that because that takes emotion out of it. You have offered the contract of, will you be with me?
Right.
He wrote back. He said, well, I'll be with you, but on these terms. Now you're living in those terms of exclusive, but not in a relationship. And it's like, what does that mean?
Right.
Well, and then you go, if you were to talk to any lawyer, the lawyer would be like, well, we can work it this way. That could, you know, letter of the law. That's,
yeah,
like, that's how they argue all these cases.
Exactly.
You
this
know?
Is a breach to me.
Oh, totally.
I think the judge would agree.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I wish we had a gavel.
We should do like the court of relationships.
I would love to.
That would be a great. Steal that show idea.
Judge Jay's.
Right.
You guys send in, let's say, next week, if you're out there, title it Judge Jay's.
Yeah.
You send us your relationship issues that you want a ruling on.
And we'll be the judge.
Done. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. I want to talk to you about Tressa May. Tressa May. Ooh la la. That's
right.
Tell
me about it.
From ugly sweater parties to New Year's Eve, keep your hair on point by following at Tressa May on Instagram. Tons of hair how-tos, styling tips, and inspo to last you throughout the holiday season and then some. What I love about an account like this is it's useful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this good ain't your friend's tips. Anniversary. This is Tressa May's putting out hair ideas and how-tos that's going to make you, you know, you might not use all of them, but you'll maybe one tip.
Maybe you have a holiday party and you're like, oh, that looks cool.
That looks cool. Or it's like, I remember I used to watch like Queer Eye growing up.
Oh, I still watch that. It's the best show.
You love it.
It's one of the best shows.
So I was the first iteration of Queer Eye. I was like, I would watch all the time. And I remember one time they said, after you're done shaving your face, you should put cold water on it because it closes the pores up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that information is true or not, but I've been doing it the rest of my life.
Probably is. Your skin looks great.
Thank you. And the Queer Eye guys are the reason I did that. So that's one little tidbit that I've carried on throughout life. And
imagine if you had never seen that episode.
Exactly. So Tressa May is doing stuff like that where you might take one thing away from their Instagram account. Go follow them. At Tressa May, at Tressa May. J&J. This is the Let Your Hair Down email.
Yes.
Love the pod. You guys have definitely provided some sage advice to my friends and I over the years. Keep it up. I have a question that's not necessarily a popular topic to talk about, talk to most people about, but I'm desperate for some insight. I'm a single 26-year-old female, and I've been fortunate to be relatively successful in my career early on. I recently went under contract on a house, and I'm supposed to close in a few weeks. The house is definitely not a typical place of living most single young girls live in, and a couple of my friends and coworkers have made comments that is going to be extremely difficult for me to date while living in that house because I will scare guys off. Is affluence really that big of a deal? If you go to a girl's place and it's out of your price range, is it a turnoff or does she seem high maintenance? Am I screwing myself over by moving into an extravagant place or should I just stay? Fuck the rest. I'm living fresh. Just say fuck the rest. I'm living fresh. Is that what is it? A rap line?
I have no idea. I'm not.
Please
cool
help
enough
ASAP.
For this person.
I close. She's already closing the house. Oh, so what do we think?
I think
women are evil.
I wouldn't think any man would have an issue with this.
No, and if they do, that's their own fucking problem.
Yeah, and they have their own insecurities about how much money they make. And
I can't believe someone at her work would go. I think
it's the opposite. I think it's like, oh, like you're like independent. You got your shit together. You have your own stuff going on. No,
absolutely.
I want someone that I feel like I want to date that isn't just waiting around for me.
I used to date this girl who had a huge, beautiful apartment that she owned. And I was like, this is great. Good for you. This is nice. And also, it's more comfortable to be in. It's not like some like
shitty
apartment with a
roommate apartment.
Yeah. It was just all nice. And it was like, good for you. Also, you've dealt with adult things that are more attractive. Like, you know, I remember.
You know how to get a mortgage.
How to get a mortgage. I remember when I bought my apartment. You go through a lot of steps that I felt like a fucking idiot the whole way through.
Right.
They'll just ask you questions. They'll be like, well, did you get this done? Did you get this done? Did you do the review? I was like, I don't know any of this. And I felt like an idiot. And the whole process, you feel like an idiot. But honestly, it's not your job to know these things. That's why you hire people. That's why you get a broker. That's why you get a lawyer. So they explain it to you out the way. So I would assume that anyone with a home of their own or that's gone through that process, you've grown a little bit. You're a little bit more of an adult. You have a more of an understanding of money and finances and I see it as all positives. If someone saw it as a negative, that means they have a problem with themselves.
Yeah, I think it's more like if the people you're used to dating are like 26-year-old unemployed guys or guys who like are doing terribly with their in their own lives, maybe it would like sort, maybe potentially could bother those guys, but like, why do you want to date a guy that's intimidated by
that? It doesn't. And I think you have more of a problem with the people at work than you do prospective guys.
Right. To
why
me,
why is your work people saying that shit like that?
Why would they think that to me? I mean, like, to me, I never felt more confident in dating than when I got my own apartment that was like that I didn't have a roommate for.
Yeah.
That was like when I was like, oh, like I feel like I'm fully in control of my life.
Yeah, there's no person to like make sure they're not there or like have they cleaned up.
Yeah, there's no sense of that. It's kind of like I remember like I had a roommate for like 5 years, same roommate for like 5 years before I got my own place, and we would do like everything together, and it kind of felt like I was like still like somewhat living in like maybe like a sorority kind of situation. Now then I was like, oh, on Friday, like if I want to make plans, like I gotta like. I'm in charge of my own life.
It's also your space. So you see how someone lives. It's a little bit closer to seeing what an experience of living that with them would be like.
Exactly. Like for me, that was like, I mean, it was funny. I was single in New York until I was like, from when I was 22 to 27. And that was like, those were my like roommate years. We had a lot of fun. And then I moved into my own place. And like 2 months later, I had my first boyfriend in years.
Yeah.
I think it has the opposite effect.
I think so too. And it also... You know, that you know the effect it has is that you're ready. I mean, as Jordana just said, you moved in and then 2 months later you're dating your boyfriend.
Right.
Okay. It's also like a sign that like you might lose guys that are liars. I mean, not liars. Aren't as serious as you.
Right.
It's going to scare away a guy that's going to go, I'm looking to fucking fuck around.
Right.
She's got a house and shit. I don't know. She's probably looking to like... You know, fill this with babies and memories. You know, like, I don't want to be one of those memories.
It's good. It gets rid of the guys who, like, who are looking for something much more superficial.
Totally. I wouldn't... I mean, again, anyone... You are you. You are great. It'll work out.
Yeah, let your hair down.
Let your hair down.
So, with Tresemme. So, from ugly sweater parties to New Year's Eve, keep your hair on point by following @Tresemme on Instagram. There are tons of hair how-tos, styling tips, and inspo to last you throughout the holiday season, and then some.
@Tresemme, ooh la la. Let's play some games.
Okay. So, these are all listener-submitted. The first one says, I was on the first date with a guy my work friend set me up with. We went out to dinner and everything went pretty smoothly until I I actually think I would be interested in possibly pursuing something with this guy until we are on the way back to my house to drop me off. He picked me up and mid car ride, he reaches in the back of his truck and grabs a large trash filled bag of McDonald's and full on tosses it out the window of the moving car. We were in a pretty populated area with other cars. What? I couldn't believe it. Red flag or deal breaker?
I mean, that is crazy. I love the user submitted ones. I like when they're real life.
Right.
Had a fun time.
I like that this it's so funny. Like this guy is probably not dating the girl with the house. And that's a good thing.
No, they're on the same page.
Right.
I mean, that's such an aggressive move to throw a trash bag out the window.
Yeah, that's like kind of an animal to me.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I and also those are.
That's someone who's going to embarrass you with their.
Yeah, that ain't the end of the road with what their level of animal tendencies. Right.
There are different levels of littering that are acceptable, I think.
Go on.
But like this is like too.
What's acceptable of it?
Like, okay, you're far away from the garbage.
Okay.
You throw it. It, like, hits it and, like, knocks off. Like, I wouldn't think... I would pick it up. That happened to me the other day, but sure. I thought about...
How about there's maybe a pile of garbage and
but
then
if someone saw me, I would go... If I was walking with someone, sure. I think I would get it.
Yeah, I think I would, too. What if there's a pile of garbage and it's all tied up garbage and you have a cup in your hand?
You toss it on top of it?
Do you put it on top of it? Let's say you put it on... You have nowhere else to throw it, but there's all this garbage.
Right.
But it's tied up. Do you put it on top of the pile of garbage? Because it is garbage.
It is. I mean, it's still like... Again,
still
that's
not
one of those...
In.
That's one of those where I'm not like deal breaker, but I'd be like, you should throw that out.
Yeah. Well, okay. Because I think this is like...
What
this
do you
is
think?
A deal breaker to
this
me.
This is the extreme case.
What about they don't separate... compost recycling, all
that's
that
another
stuff.
One that's like
I don't
think,
do that. I don't believe
it. You don't believe in it.
Don't believe
okay.
in it. I don't believe in any restaurant right. that has the separation. First of all, it annoys me.
Okay.
Because they all have different words for
all
the different things.
Do you not believe in climate change?
No, I believe in climate change. I don't believe in recycling.
Okay.
I think it's like a bullshit. Someone's making money off that shit. Because you go to Starbucks, okay?
You can make money. Don't you get like 5 cents for every bottle?
That I believe in.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm saying, you know when they have like the different trash barrels
to put it
in? Starbucks
is switching to paper straws, I heard.
Oh, God.
I heard overheard that I got a haircut this morning, and I overheard that the woman next to me was like Starbucks. The Starbucks by me just rolled out paper straws, but apparently they're way better than the normal ones.
Ah, that doesn't exist.
So she said that it lasted like an hour and a half.
Come on. If right. you're working against the clock, then we're wrong.
Okay.
If Dunkin' Sorry. Donuts goes, I'll fucking jump out the window here.
I digress.
But when they have the three bins open for...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. One is for cardboard.
Well, this is the thing. If this was so important, they should have been better at teaching us these things. Because if it was so important, I remember growing up, they were like, if there's ink on the page, you can't recycle it. I was like, what? What are we talking about?
I don't know if that's true.
Exactly. Right? We don't know it's true. And if I'm sitting there being like, I don't know, if it takes me longer than 5 seconds to figure out what to put in each, they're all going in one.
Okay.
And I also don't believe that the person taking out that trash is separating them. Like, I think they get
they're
the three bags
the same,
and they
why
put,
even do it?
That's what I'm saying. It's to show. It's all for show.
Well, it makes me feel a little better when I do it. I don't necessarily agree with you that it's all bullshit.
But I do think it's to make you feel better. The reason they have it is to make you think you're doing good.
It works. I do feel better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to do it. It makes me feel a little better. I didn't used to do it, though. Here's the thing. My old building, it was very different. Like, there was not really like a clearly labeled thing, and I didn't really know what to do with it. So I didn't do it there. In my new building, it's very, very like separated very easily. So I'm like, all right, you've made this very easy for me. It's almost more effort to not do it.
But do you really think the sophomore in college who's trying to get his English degree
right.
at Starbucks is worried about the trashes being separated? Do you really think that?
No, but maybe he should. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't want to like die. Like, apparently, like Greta, that girl scared me a little bit.
Yeah,
she's really... a lot, but like, I mean, it kind of did the trick. I'm just like, I don't know. How dare me, maybe. This I don't know. I don't even know what to think.
This thing is an inferno that we're going to burn it to the ground.
I mean,
it's over.
That's probably going to happen regardless.
Let's date as much as we can until it happens.
So this person, this girl, if she had a McDonald's bag, she threw it out the window.
Deal breaker,
okay.
Game over.
Doesn't recycle, I guess you're fine with.
That's recycle, I'm like, I like you more. Yeah.
I think there is a spectrum of recycling that's okay.
If I don't get it in 2 seconds, I don't think anyone gets it.
That's true. I trust the people who are like making
But you
the
just
rules
said though. Cardboard goes in one. What are we talking about?
Like when you get an Amazon box.
So, okay.
So you put
that's
it
the only, yeah,
and
I
reuse it.
I do that. I break down the box and I put it on the side.
Oh, so you do. You do that.
But I have no faith in wherever that. I put it, the cardboard box that's folded up in the trash refuse room,
mm-hmm.
thinking, well, I've done my part.
Yeah.
I have no faith that anyone beyond me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For me, I'm kind of like, I did what I needed to do, and then now it's on the fucking government.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, let them figure it out.
Thanks, Obama.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking to a guy for 2 months. As you go to leave his house from staying the night, he is taking his scheduled dump, as all guys do at like 7 a.m.
Wait a minute. As you leave the house from staying, he's taking his scheduled dump.
Is that how... I don't feel like that's how going to the bathroom works.
Robert.
where's my 7 a.m.?
It's in the toilet, sir.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But as you say goodbye, the door is slightly cracked in the bathroom. He says, wait, hops off the toilet, butt ass naked, doesn't wipe, and waffles over to give you a kiss goodbye. Then proceeds to say, leave before I turn around and go back to the bathroom so you don't see my butt.
Is this me?
It sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, this sounds very me. So this is funny.
You're 2 months in.
If a girl did that 2 months into me, I'd be like, this girl's fucking hilarious.
You'd like it?
All fucking shit tushy. Squatting, you know, waddling over to me, that'd be fucking hilarious. Wait, don't look, because I have to wipe. You're funny. Funny's funny.
It's a red flag for me.
It's a red flag. Are you still in?
I'm still in, but I'd be like, okay.
I guess we're going to have to bring lube next time we go to the fuck.
I'd be like, I guess we're on that level now. Parents are in town next week.
Let's do one more because I have to use the bathroom myself and I am about to go in my pants.
What great timing.
Yeah.
Please don't leave. Come back in the office with your butt.
Wait, betches.
Turn around,
everyone in the office. I got a poopy butt. Aren't I cute?
No. Okay. You two are on completely different sleep schedules. He wakes up, for example, he wakes up at 4 a.m. to go work out before work and is asleep by 9. I don't get up for work until 8:30, 9 a.m. and go to bed around midnight/1 a.m.
I mean, this is the story of my life right now. This is...
It's more about like regular schedules than sleep schedules, right? You don't go to work at 4 a.m.
No, but I get home late and she's got to wake up earlier.
Right.
So... It's a red flag for me and it's tough, but you got to work at it in other places.
Right. It definitely makes things harder.
It makes things harder because those are like, and I'm speaking for my own relationship. Mm-hmm. Those small moments in the morning, those ones at night, those are the ones that you're really like digging in and getting to know each other. And if you don't have those, like you have to kind of create those.
It's true. Cause like, I feel like a lot of the times, like at the end of the day, the relationship comes down to like the little consistent things.
Yeah.
So consistency is important.
Key, as they say.
Yes, consistency is key.
So red flag for you or deal breaker?
I've never dated a guy who like worked nights, really. So I can't fully say for sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to say it's a red flag, but I feel like it would be very difficult to deal with, especially if it was, on a like short-term basis, I could get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was like forever, like, you know, that's a different question.
Red flag for me.
Even if it was forever? Like.
Yeah.
In perpetuity. As Mr. Wonderful says.
In perps. Yeah. I mean, I would hope that we would figure it out at some point. Because knowing that's the reality that we live in. This is the world we live in. And you say, you know, it's raining out. Bring an umbrella. Figure out a way to, you know, not get rain on you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well.
We did it again.
That's our show. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Betches.